please welcome Dina Jackson.
Hi, guys. How are we doing? Are we having fun? Would we say we're having the time of our lives? You guys are fun. I like you guys, but I don't know if you guys ever like go to a comedy show like this one, and then afterwards you leave and you're like, I want to try comedy. But if you do, don't do it, okay? Don't do it. Let the thought pass. Let it float away. If you're like, I'm trying to decide between comedy and welding, it's welding. Truly it is, because this is the weirdest job there is. It's so strange. Random strangers will come up to you after a show. They will corner you, and they'll be like, I can do comedy. And you're like, cool, I didn't ask, but thank you so much. And you'll also have friends that will ask you to MC their weddings. Yeah, which is basically like working for free for performers. And so I've decided that I'm no longer going to agree to MC any more of my friends' weddings unless I can talk about my divorce in between the speeches. Yeah, like right before the father-daughter dance, I'll be like, he didn't respect me, you know? Or right before they toss the bouquet, I'll be like, hope he rots in hell. Like, just keep it light. This is a family event. It's also really weird being a woman in comedy versus being a man in comedy. Yeah, because if you're a man in comedy and you're like average looking, but you are funny, people are coming up to you after the show and they're like, I'm in love with you. Here are the keys to my home. Let's have a life together. Truly, that's what it is. That's the truth. If you're a woman in comedy and you're funny, no one is doing that except for the one Gollum looking dude in the corner. He's got one piece of hair like this and he's like, I liked your set. That's it. That's a life I've chosen. I love doing this. This is very, very fun. It's like a dream come true getting to do comedy. And we appreciate you guys being here because inflation is real, okay? So we appreciate you here spending your money. Is anyone else here broke? What's up? And they sat you at the back. That was not very nice. I am as well. So happy we're here living in denial. Isn't that just such a nice time? And because of this, I've decided that I am no longer going to take the receipt when I go to the ATM. I'm not going to do it because I don't need a physical copy of this disaster, right? It's like the world's worst report card. No one's putting that on the fridge. And I think that if the amount in your bank account is under, like, say, I don't know, like $10 or so, they should put inspirational quotes on the receipts. Like $9.95, keep your head up, pal. $4.50, Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. Or insufficient funds, but unlimited potential.